Welcome to The Social Network Show. How do you feel about social technology and this connected, networked world we live in? Your host of The Social Network Show, Dr. J, interviews informed and entertaining guests to tackle the most pressing digital issues of interest to business professionals and nonprofit leaders, to parents and educators, and to anyone wondering where all this is taking us. And now, your host, experimental psychologist, Dr. Jane Karwoski.
Welcome to The Social Network Show. You'll be hearing today from Josh Oakes, who is one of the top movers and shakers when it comes to social media safety for tweens, teens, and professionals. He trains businesses, adults, and kids how to be safe and smart on social media. He's the author of Light, Bright, and Polite, which will help parents in helping their kids. And so I'd like to introduce Josh Oakes. And you, Josh, have a many-faceted approach. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jane. Thanks for having me.
So in these many different aspects you have, can you tell us what you are doing to help people navigate this brave new world of online life and share what will help our listeners in many ways?
Yeah. So it's okay to have fun on social media, but in a way that's light, bright, and polite so that for kids, future employers and colleges see you in a way that shines online. And for professionals, your employer or future employers see you in a way that shows off your best side of you on social media. So we really just show people, if you're going to post, think through it, be very careful, and use social media as an extension of your resume, because that's really what it is here to do. And we really teach parents of kids at a certain age, your kids need to start thinking about being public on social media.
Right. Now, it's something kids didn't have to concern themselves with too much. But first of all, tell us how you came to be doing what you do.
Yeah, great question. I started my career in Disney Studios traditional brand marketing many years ago, and got an overview of brand marketing. And then because I was a really young person in that division, I left and started my own firm. And a few years later, I ended up running for a seat on city council in a suburb of Los Angeles called Hermosa Beach. I was the youngest person on the ballot. And the one thing that I had that none of the other candidates had was I had an understanding that when people would see my sign in front of houses or see it on our bicycles or all of my young volunteers that would help me go around the city, there's one thing that they would do. They'd say, let's go find the dirt on this guy named Josh. And where would they go? Jane, do you have any idea where they'd go to find the youngest candidate on the ballot?
Well, I'm thinking they'd Google it, but...
That's exactly right. They would go to Google. No, that's right. Because they want to find out, hey, this guy's young. He seems normal, but I bet there's something going on there because we haven't heard about him before. So they would go to Google. And I had a clear understanding, Jane, that I needed to own the first couple pages of the results that people would find. And not only that, own them. What I mean is I needed to have a Twitter profile, a Facebook profile, a personal website. And I needed to have tons of people say great things on those first few pages. So I really owned the internet in that campaign. I ended up losing to the incumbent mayor by about 350 votes, and he's become a dear friend of mine. He endorsed my first book. He's a great guy. And I learned quickly, number one, I'm not a politician. But number two, I came out with a better reputation out of politics than I went in with. And I realized quickly, there's something powerful here that businesses and professionals can learn also. And that's really how I got to start with Light, Bright, and Polite. And it works for both businesses and families. That's kind of how I got into the digital, where digital meets the real world, building an online portfolio of accomplishments.
Well, I have a question that I didn't really expect to ask, but when you're saying light, that makes me think of lighten up type of thing. And what if you have a rather weighty subject that you want to promote?
Yeah, it's a really good point. So here's what the light, bright, and polite means for kids. I'll tell you real quick. It's light means positive and fun. If you're going to share something, it's okay to have fun on social media, teenagers. And I think a lot of the people listening to this broadcast probably know of parents that have kids that are approaching the social media age. This really seems to be the hottest topic, especially with the presidential election and what people are saying. Light means positive and fun. If you're going to share it publicly, do positive and fun. Everything else could be texted separately and stuff, but bright means smart. Think first. Is this going to get me in trouble? Is this going to hurt my opportunities in the future? And then polite means you're proud of it when your parents see it, your employer sees it, your teacher, and so on. So it's light, bright, and polite. Positive, smart, and you're proud of it when it goes viral, if it does indeed.
Okay. Are there particular aspects or initiatives that you've got going to that you'd like to promote?
Yeah, so we have on our website, we've got something that seems to be quite popular at safesmartsocial.com. And that's really our parenting and kids division, safesmartsocial.com. There's something called the Parent App Guide. And we give this away 100% for free, dozens and dozens of videos that are less than 5 minutes long. And it walks parents through all of the good, medium, and bad apps that are out there. You know, so we get concerns from parents nationwide. I speak to about 30,000 kids a year, and I hear parents say a couple things. And the first thing they say is, Josh, how will I ever become an expert? I feel like there's a new app each week, and how will I ever catch up? So we make this one guide so that you can learn in 3 sentences or less, what does this app do? How does it work? And then what we do is we have a 5-minute video that brings you up to speed. If you see it on your kid's phone, it shows you the logo so you know how to look for it and find it. And it's really our parent app guide on Safe Smart Social.
Have you had any pushback there where, you know, the app developers have said, oh, you've misunderstood this or misinterpreted it?
Yeah, actually a couple of them that we put in the red zone, which is please delete this from your kid's phone and have a discussion with them. Yeah, they've come back and they've said some things to us and said, I think you're misunderstanding us, but the statistics are not misunderstood. And I go back to them, I go, thank you for your time and your effort, but here's the stats. Here's how many kids are really making unfortunate decisions in their life due to the cyberbullying that's happening on your app. So we stand behind them professionally. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of partners in this industry. We're helping a lot of kids and a lot of parents have discussions, and we're very proud of that. And we get no money from this free app guide that we give out, all these videos. So that's number one. If parents want to get ahead and they're confused, which we understand, and you're a good parent if you're worried, that's a great place to start. Safesmartsocial.com, and there's a big learn more about teen apps button. The second thing that we have, and this is something that, Jane, that we're noticing nationwide, as I go to speak to a school, there's something that will change over the next 5 years, and right now we're on the cutting edge of it, and that's, let me ask you, Jane, when is the last time you went to Google and you searched for your own name?
Oh, it's been a couple months, probably.
Yeah, and see, and yet you are a cutting edge social media person. You're a radio person, and you know what people think about you, but yet we don't have time to go search for ourselves. So I, during politics, was searching every day, and unfortunately, I found out that out of the thousands of people that I met, 2 people decided they didn't want to be nice to me. And this happens to kids all the time. Even though I was super nice to everybody, 2 people mm-hmm. decided to blog about me and say negative things. And mm-hmm. they didn't want to meet me. They kind of wanted to bully me online. So I have taken it upon myself to say, how can I encourage parents to start searching for their kids' names on Google at a very young age, and to also search for themselves so that they know what other people will find? Now, right now, the biggest concern people have is, Josh, I don't know, I don't need to because I know it's online. I don't have a social network presence, and I'm hidden. Unfortunately, Google comes back and says, ha ha ha, little do you know, when people search for your name, if people search for Josh Oakes and Josh decides not to be on social media, we'll fill it in with all these other Josh Oakeses out there. And so people that are trying to hire Josh Oakes or look at hiring his consulting firm if they want to become a client, they'll find other less wholesome versions of Josh Oakes. And that might mean those people are doing things that are less than light, bright, and polite online, and I'm putting my reputation in those other Josh Oakes' hands. Because you see, Google, when's the last time anybody that's listened to this broadcast has ever gone to Google and searched for something and the results were zero? Hmm. Google always fills in results.
Right.
So I want, and they're not in the business of going, sorry, you broke our search engine. And so I want parents to do that. Now, the reason I'm giving you this long example is we encourage parents with our technology called Footprint Friday to and you can do this on your own. Go to Google and once a week search for your kids' names and go to the search for your kids spelled with quotes and without. And we have about 10 different ways that you're supposed to search for your kids. You can go do this on your own. We have a technology at safesmartsocial.com called Footprint Friday. Very basic. You put some of your kids' info in there and your info, and it emails you 10 buttons every Friday morning. And the 10 buttons show you how future colleges and future employers will search for your kids online to see if their digital results match up with their college application. You're thinking to yourself, Josh, my kids are 8. Why do I even care about this? Josh, what are you talking about? Well, it's because at the age of 8, all the kinds of other people start searching for your kids as well. And you want to know if your kid is accidentally leaking their email address or your home address and stuff. So we provide the top 10 results you're supposed to search for. We give you a simple button and it goes straight to Google with that search result. All you do is you fill out a form. We call it Footprint Friday because it shows you some stuff that you probably need to clean up. And we're on the cutting edge of this, meaning that people, the media doesn't really talk about, hey, have you searched for yourself? Are you doing that every week? And we want to turn it into around the dinner table. Hey, what do your results look like? And where parents are searching for their kids way ahead of time.
Okay. Well, you know, one thing I've seen online lately is why it might not be a good idea to Google yourself or, Googling names. And what is that about?
Can you explain more as to what that concern is? So that because I could tell you why it's good, but tell me why it's bad.
I don't know. I haven't clicked on it.
Well, it turns out there's almost no reason why it's bad to go find out what Google will return. And here's why. You could fill out the perfect college application, or you could think, oh, my online results are great and this is how it appears. But what Google shows for you is actually great. There's nothing bad about searching for yourself, and gone are the days when Google is tracking who clicks on what and it returns those higher. It turns out that it's you need to know what people are saying about you, what other results are saying about you, what other people are, other people could be occupying your results. And that is where we lead into my new book called Light, Bright, and Polite, How to Use Social Media to Impress Colleges and Future Employers.
Great. We're only halfway through. In the second half of today's show, Josh Oakes will share some of what he tells his readers in Light, Bright, and Polite. This is Dr. J, and you're listening to The Social Network Show.
I was visiting my elderly aunt, and her phone rang.
Oh, it's you again? But I already have life insurance.
The caller was doing a great job keeping my aunt on the line.
My credit card number? Hold on.
Well, when I picked up the phone and said hello, the caller hung up.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Recognizing fraud can be difficult for older people. The National Crime Prevention Council wants you to know how to spot a scam and report it to local law enforcement agencies.
Learn more at ncpc.org. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
Questions? Comments? Reach out to us. Our email address is questions@thesocialnetworkshow.com. Or find us on Twitter at Social Net Show.
Welcome back to the Social Network Show, where you are hearing from Josh Oakes of SafeSmartSocial.com. Okay, now we were just about to talk about your new book called Light, Bright, and Polite. What is the, and I think there's a subtitle to that, right?
Indeed, yeah. And it's the subtitle is How to Use Social Media to Impress Colleges and Future Employers. And this is a little bit of a different take than some other people. Or 5 years ago, a lot of people would say, oh, my kid is 100% private on social media. And that's what people would tell you. We have a different approach here, and we've shared it with about 30,000 kids. And it seems as though the educators, as well as their parents, really enjoy this. We put the knowledge into the parents' hands. And we say, look, parents, you are the experts, and our professional recommendation is 0 to 13, your kid should be private. But once your kid approaches 14 and 15, you need to have a conversation at home that says, hey, kids, you're doing a lot of neat stuff at school. Let's talk about when you're ready to be public on social media so that all of a sudden you're building credit with Google. Just like when people want to go buy a house or buy a car, they have to get a credit card and slowly build credit, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing on Google. It's good to go Google yourself and find out all these other people that might be lowering your Google credit score, if you will, bad parallel, but you get the idea. And we tell people your kid eventually should, in some capacity, once the parents are ready, be public on social media. And we walk people through that in our book, Light, Bright, and Polite. And the synopsis of the book is, and there's lots of examples in there, but really social media, there's some good apps out there that can be very positive for your Google image that colleges want to find you on eventually. And what we do is we say, hey, parents, here's some examples of how your kids can turn these networks into a portfolio of positive accomplishments, perhaps an extension of their resume, an extension of their college application. It takes a couple years to really build this, just like a good credit score.
Right. And so that's why you start at 14 or 15?
Exactly. Because by the time you're 17, you're applying to schools and the school goes, okay, we like this person, but there's this person maybe has a B plus, an A minus, well-rounded. But they say, you know what? There's a lot of A minuses and they all have the same GPA. Let's go to Google. Let's search for this young woman or young man and let's find out what Google says about them to see if it matches up with what they said in their cover letter or their application. And in that case, you know, it's really your GPA got you in the door, but to actually get the offer really is going to be what Google says back. And it has come down to, in many schools, and I really have the long-term plan for parents. If your kid's 13, we start talking to them about how to make wise decisions by talking about colleges. Some colleges, there's public examples of where they say, hey, you have the right grades, you have the right background, but we saw your tweets and you said some really not so nice things, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to find out that's you. We're going to go with the lesser of two evils. We're going to go with this other kid that, you know, perhaps is just only tweeted a couple of times that's positive instead of you that's so negative.
Right. Well, the top schools will tell you that they can fill their incoming class with valedictorians. They, the high GPA and so on, what they're really looking for in addition to that is an interesting person. And that's
exactly
where this online portfolio, you might say, or your Google credit score comes in, and to fill that out, make it make you you are already, you know, you're an interesting person, but to make that visible. What about people who, you know, young people, they're not all college bound. A lot of them are into other ways of succeeding in life. Is it still good for them?
Yeah, and that's why the subtitle of the book is How to Use Social Media to Impress Colleges and Future Employers. It really turns out that it's the same. You see, I interview every time that I'm on the web or in person, I get interviewed by potential clients that want to hire me to speak at their organization. And so I have to go through this interview process every day. And my clients are, you know, searching for me online, and I've run my own company for several years now. And so it's really the same. Trying to impress a college and a future employer are very, very similar. You need an online portfolio of good stuff. That means if you volunteer, the book shows you how to take a classy group photo, no peace signs, no tongue sticking out, no Miley Cyrus type stuff, but instead, maybe a wholesome thank you to this organization for giving me the opportunity to volunteer today, or thanks to my friends that you know, invited me to tag along on a road trip to the Grand Canyon, or something just fun. It's okay to have fun on social media, but really employers and colleges are looking at the same thing. They're going to invest several years of their time and resources into you, whether it's paying for a salary for you, and I'm an employer, or whether it's giving you either a full ride, a partial ride, or giving you that spot in their college. And it really doesn't matter what college it is. They're all feeling the pressure to raise their GPA or stuff like that. So really, it's a very similar set of online portfolio techniques that we give. Works for professionals already in companies just as much as it does for 14, 15, and 16-year-olds that really want to impress as many colleges as possible so they get back those acceptance letters.
Well, you mentioned professionals, and I'd like to just touch briefly on your services for professionals and businesses, because we have many businesses of various sizes and people working for them who are listening. So can you just give us a brief bit about your that side of your
Absolutely. We call it MediaLeaders.com, and MediaLeaders.com, I got my start in running social media for some of the world's biggest and best brands, whether it's Palms Casino or other brands like them, where Twitter and Facebook were something that 5 years ago they were just still trying to figure out. We would go create trackable social media formulas that would work and be easy to repeat. So my first book, also by the same name, Light, Bright, and Polite. Some people call me crazy, but it ends up showing them that we can use these same formulas for businesses and families. The first book is Blue. It's Light, Bright, and Polite. It's available on Amazon. You can go to MediaLeaders.com and see it on the right-hand column. And we show businesses tactical ways with low budget how they can be nice and share content that's fun. They can have fun. They can connect with consumers. We show them how to use videos to explain their products. We do the same thing with our kids program. We give away a lot of our content 100% free, and it slowly builds credibility with customers. And that's really one of the tactical tips that we have in the book, is how to take your frequently asked questions that are already on your website. You're already explaining them on the phone every day, whether you're a pizza place or another type of retail company, put those in video form. Show people, if you're a fashion company, show people how they can sew their own buttons or fix a hem. You're going to tell it to them over the phone anyways to try and woo them. Why not give that content away and then they'll come back and buy your product instead of someone else's?
Right. Okay. Well, there's some good tips. And what about your Twitter and a feed and your Facebook? Can you tell us how people can tune into that?
Absolutely. Really, my old school way is driving people to our website. It has all of the videos and answers, whether it's safesmartsocial.com for a website for families, or medialeaders.com, which has all the videos from our conferences that we host, and it has snackable content, short videos where you can learn SEO, PR, YouTube, all this great stuff. And it's safesmartsocial.com and medialeaders.com. And that's really where we send people. They can ask questions on social media, but really that's our goal. And we tell that to businesses nationwide. Send people to one thing that you own, which is your website. May I give one more tip to businesses?
Absolutely.
In my first book, I describe social media. Even though I love social media, I tell them this: being on Facebook and Twitter is a lot like a driver's license in the United States. It's a privilege, not a right. And what I mean by that is, back in the day when we were running social media for Palms Casino, we noticed that as time would go by, we would get less and less engagement. And that's because on Facebook, even though they had 100 to 200 or 300,000 followers at the time, when they would post, they didn't actually own the relationship on Facebook between their followers. And so what we would do is we would learn quickly that for Palms Casino and all these other big brands that we would advise, we'd say, you know what, let's drive traffic back to the website rather than telling people to go straight to Facebook and Twitter. And that's because you don't actually own the followers on your Facebook page. You don't own your Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Instead, you have the right to communicate with them until the terms of service or the algorithm changes on Facebook. Uh-huh. So right. For that reason, and this is just a tactical tip for small companies like ours, try there's only two things you own in the online world. And this is my opinion, but I think some of the world's smartest marketers would agree with me. You only own your URL, which is medialeaders.com for me. That's number one. And then the second thing I own in this digital world is the right to email those that have opted into my newsletter until they unsubscribe. And so given those two things that I own, I try and drive people to our website and then drive them to go into our email newsletter. And from there, we have them opt in typically to our LinkedIn group for media leaders, or come to our next conference, or follow us on social media. So we take a reverse approach, very different. Go to our website first. Find out if you like us. And if you do, there's lots of options that we present.
It is. It's a treasure trove of information, whether you're concerned about yourself, your family, or your business. So I can certainly recommend those websites to be able to find out all sorts of things. And Josh, are there any concluding thoughts you have? Anything else you want to talk about before we close here?
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you some of the good apps that kids should be on in the future. We have a green zone, a gray zone, and a red zone. The green zone is colleges and clients someday would like to find you in a wholesome manner on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. There's all kinds of examples at safesmartsocial.com where we walk people through in 5 minutes or less how to use each one of these networks in a way that helps you shine online. There's a lot of other apps on there that could be in the gray zone or the red zone, but those are really the good ones that parents should have a talk with their kids about. Even if they don't want to be on Facebook, they could post a couple pictures so that they own the first page of their results when a college someday Googles them.
Right. And speaking of pictures, how much skin do you recommend? This is something that kids love to, and not only kids, but people of any age, sometimes have photos that are not what you would wear to work, maybe, hopefully. But you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, and that's really the kind of the title of the book, Light, Bright, and Polite. Is it something you're proud of your parents and teachers seeing? Is this something that you think because your Instagram is privatized that no one will see? And I show kids, I say, look, you really are the judge of this if you don't want to listen to my tips. But what I'm doing is I'm here on behalf, as I speak to thousands of kids at once, I'm here on behalf of future employers and future colleges showing you what they think. And you tell me, what do they think of this image versus this image? And we show them Miley Cyrus versus Hannah Montana. You see, you're not really, each individual picture is not really you standing on your own. It's you competing with other people that have the same GPA that are perhaps going to be less of an issue for the college or the employer or the client. We're competing with everyone online. And Google makes it easy to find. So ask yourself, do you sit in the Hannah Montana field or box, or do you sit in the Miley Cyrus? And is this a Miley Cyrus photo? And if so, should it be texted to someone privately? Or should it go, can you make your Instagram something that you're proud of? Even if it's private, can you print out your Instagram and say, hey, even though this is private college or future employer, I want to print out my Instagram that's private. I want to show you who I am on the weekends. You know what my application says, but let me show you I volunteer, I travel, I do this, 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 and this, and I'm proud of everything that's private becoming public, and I would protect your brand image the same way. And they really appreciate that.
Good point. I like that. So that's an interesting combination that you give, because I remember one mom that took her daughter to see Hannah Montana in her Miley Cyrus incarnation, and she said, Mom, where's Hannah Montana? And she says, well, I guess she couldn't make it.
Yeah, it's very true. And for those of you listening to this broadcast, Miley Cyrus is the real life person that typically takes photos with her tongue sticking out and a peace sign. And Hannah Montana is the on-screen version of the exact same person that is a lot more wholesome. And as we travel the country, we say, all right, we're going to put some tweets up, one by Miley Cyrus, and she's going to show us how to upset people. And Hannah Montana is going to clean it up. And those of you that are parents or employers, giving people good examples and putting them up next to bad examples seems to be the best way that we find that people learn. So just telling them what not to do doesn't work, but showing them positive examples and how to have fun on social media, maybe how to post at a company barbecue in a wholesome way, those seem to be some of the best ways that people learn.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us, Josh. I appreciate your input a great deal.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Josh Oakes of Safe. Josh, help me out.
And our website is safesmartsocial.com, where you can learn about good and bad teen apps.
Okay. safesmartsocial.com and medialeaders.com for the business folks. So thank you. And thank you for listening. I hope that you do subscribe to the Social Network Show podcast on our webpage, thesocialnetworkshow.com, and you can automatically receive each show if you subscribe there. You'll find that on our blog page. You can follow me on Twitter at socialnetshow2. And if there's something you'd like to hear about, please, by all means, get in touch via email. The address is questions@thesocialnetworkshow.com. So until we can welcome you here again, please have fun and be safe online and off.
You've been listening to The Social Network Show, the worldwide show dedicated to social media networking and understanding the connected, networked world we live in. Listen to our archive shows on thesocialnetworkshow.com and follow us on Twitter at Social Net Show. The Social Network Show is produced by Social Network Intermedia Incorporated. The views and opinions expressed are those of our host and guest and may not be the views and opinions of Social Network Intermedia.